Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, MVP Parent, and LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazines, and UK Health Radio. We got a great doubleheader, Monique Vermport, Certified Emotional Freedom Techniques, EFT tapping practitioner, and author is joining me, along with Debbie Peterson, former California mayor, speaker, community city hall, call to action advocate. And the sports doctor's in, some Bob Guida wisdom, some emails. First, let's welcome Monique Vermport. Welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Oh, thanks. I'm so happy to be here.
Monique is also a registered social worker and trainer. Monique, give us some background on yourself and the whole EFT world.
Oh, sure. So my background, in terms of myself, I am, as you said, I've been in sort of in the field of children's mental health for the last 20 years or so. I've really had an affinity for working with children and families. And, my background really is around teaching self-regulation techniques to help people sort of respond as opposed to react in the moment and, make better choices, actually, and see greater possibility for their lives. So that has been something I've been really passionate about. And I think part of that passion has been because I've been trying to figure this out, like a lot of people. You know, how do I sort of, optimize my potential and where I want to go and so forth. So I've been very drawn to that. And the EFT piece, emotional freedom techniques, for people who've never heard of this before, is a form of acupuncture without the needle. So it's tapping on the sort of meridian acupoints that are on the body. And so it really follows sort of the traditional Chinese medicine approach or philosophy to our system as being a system where we have our life force or that whatever makes us, live in these bodies, optimal flow really creates balance in our lives. So I sort of got turned on to this probably about 12 years ago, and it came in really handy for me in my own life. So I am a advocate. I'm a champion for getting this out into the world.
And there's a lot of champions that really, really agree. I've had some of their leaders and founders on the Sports Doctor, over the past decade or two. The great late Wayne Dyer, Tony Robbins, Rick Ortner, the list goes on and on. I think one of the challenges has always been the tapping. I'm a big fan of tapping. I just did some tapping when I'm getting ready for the show.
I
tap to the
great
fact that this is what I love to do. This is one of the things I really enjoy, is being an educator, sharing information, having great guests. And I think that the simplicity of tapping has, again, flown under the radar, it seems, for a long, long time. The ability to stimulate the emotional system, whether it's to calm down, whether it's to get ready and really enhance performance, which is always what has attracted me in the sports medicine world as the serious world of athletics, both in dealing and preventing injury and dealing with all of these dynamics, let alone the family dynamics, which is the world where you come from. And the idea, again, most people now really are familiar with acupuncture. And it's not like 20 years ago when no one knew how to spell it in American medicine. Now everybody's familiar. So the idea, like you said, of acupuncture without the needles is a great sentence to describe the fact that you're still getting this the nerve action to the body and be able to stimulate whether you're talking about changing attitudes or enhancing healing. What are some of the areas that you find that the EFT is so helpful with?
Yeah, there's. I find it such a versatile modality because it is great if you look at it from the point of view as a stress management technique. And that in and of itself, because it works very quickly and can be used anywhere, it's a great in-the-moment tool to have. So whenever, as you said, you know, getting ready for your show or having to write a test or having to play a sport, you know, compete in a sport, all these things that's, you know, if you want that sort of rapid in-the-moment de-escalation, it works really well for that. That's one of the things. And I find that people can... you know, can make time if they know it doesn't take a long time, that this is something they can really use, have a practical application for. It's wonderful. And then for those people who want to explore it more fully, it is a therapeutic modality as well. So more and more therapists and helping professionals who are learning about EFT are incorporating it into their toolbox.
Oh, big time. You know, huge topic. I call it the mental game. I'm a sports doctor. Again, whether you're the best athlete in the world, whether you're their parents, whether you're their coach, whether you're recovering from an injury, whether you're dealing with all sorts of mental concerns, was where I first learned about the idea of tapping being something to really, really make a difference therapeutically. Of course, we're on the radio, so we're not going to describe, you know, again, you're tapping on different parts, top of the head, side of the head. What's the website people can go to find out, Monique, about EFT and what you're doing and actually learn about the specifics?
Yeah, it's so MoniqueReport.com. And there is a tab on that which is has actually resources. So there's all kinds of, there's a graph with all the tapping points on it and a little handout that can be downloaded that explains how to do it. So I would encourage, if anybody's intrigued, to give this a go. I would recommend go there. And there's a lot of scientific articles that support the evidence that this is an effective modality, because that is really something that has shifted over the last decade. We have oodles
of research.
And
I think, I was just going to ask you that question too, Monique, which is, in my opinion, it really, really has. Medicine, psychology, psychiatry, all aspects of social work, working with families, working with different parameters of individual, like you said, children. What's a bigger topic today than the challenges we're facing with these kids and the school kids? And post-pandemic, it doesn't matter where in the world, and I did catch your Canadian accent mixed with my New York accent while we're talking. no matter where my guests are from, whatever their area of expertise, mental health is like numero uno topic that we're dealing with, isn't it?
Oh, gosh, absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, whether you're in Canada or the States or wherever, as you said, we know that the pandemic has, you know, wreaked a lot of havoc on the mental
health. Let alone the balloons flying over us. You know what I mean? You got to watch out for the balloons at the same time.
Yeah. Well, it's like danger everywhere, you know, and these
Well,
poor
that's
kids.
Why the, you know, I on the sports doctor, I tell everybody the new medicine is, number one, eat smarter. Number two, keep moving. And number three, reduce stress. Explore ways to reduce stress. Everybody listening to the sports doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. To go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you go back years and see international, national, local guests, all sorts of topics, listen to whatever you would like. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you can read an array of information, everything from what's the best shoe for your son or daughter to the whole world of concussions, the great things going on with MPP, Parent Magazine. We have thousands and thousands of followers. We have a lot of good sports medicine, fitness, wellness information. You want to follow me at Sports Doc DOC Radio on crazy Twitter, talking with and Instagram and LinkedIn. I got to get the platform straight, Monique. Monique Vermeert, we're talking to registered social worker. Your book, great title, Is This All There Is? living a life beyond obligation. Good luck to us, right?
Yeah, it's well, and it was really, you know, designed in mind for people that really are givers and giving of themselves and really don't take the time to check in with their own selves and figure out what it is that they need to keep going. And I think, you know, with the pandemic as well, it's that, you know, people have more and more parents, you know, I'm thinking about parents all the time, of course, who already have so many responsibilities and, you know, with the pandemic adding on top of things and then being concerned about their children's mental well-being and emotional well-being, you know, as they're being separated from peers throughout the pandemic with the homeschooling.
You know, it's interesting. My next guest is former Mayor Debbie Peterson in California, but a huge city hall advocate making changes, because I was going to ask you, what does it take to get techniques like this, the awareness and education of the benefits of tapping in the school systems, in the park districts?
Yes.
You know, what a challenge that's got to be. Any progress in that world, like, for example, in schools, Monique?
Well, you know what? We're singing from the same songbook, because this is really my mission and why I'm on shows like this, because I really want the awareness to get out there so that more and more people can learn about this. And we know that, for instance, in places like Australia, they have EFT is being offered in a number of classrooms. So these kids, first thing, you know, they have their story time, the young ones, and then they tap and they regulate themselves so they're able to, you know, be grounded, access their thinking prefrontal cortex so they can actually take in information that is being conveyed. It feeds their creativity. They're more present.
Yeah, I wanted to connect people like yourself, Monique, like with Teresa Power, who's advocated kids yoga, the International Kids Yoga Days, like in 50 countries in April. And I, we talk about combining these couple of disciplines, the mind, body, and wellness for our children, as well as some of these different techniques. But it's really an awareness a challenge in so many areas. That's why it's exciting to see people with big platforms and organizations. Again, medicine, I think it's such a big deal getting their cooperation. Nobody's looking. That's why I like the term complementary medicine. It used to be called alternative medicine, but that meant someone was right or wrong or there was different compared to complementary. And I think we're making progress in that relationship, don't you?
Yes, I agree with you. I think we are making progress. I think the internet does help a lot because there's more access to these kinds of things. I think with the credibility, with the science is a huge thing because, of course, if there's no science to back this up, it just is dismissed as being, you know, this kind of woo-woo,
well,
strange-looking
thing.
Well,
Rick Ortner and his wife who have that World Tapping Congress every year?
Yes, actually, it's coming up soon. It's in February. So if listeners are interested, I would suggest if they, you know, put in the Google search the tapping solution, that will come up, and it's excellent opportunity.
Yes, they have great individuals participating, but again, you know, raising the awareness of again a safe, no drugs, real simple. Somebody could do tapping or go a couple of minutes, right? You're talking about
exactly. Yeah, no, for sure. And I mean, to tie into the topic of, you know, sports as well, like I was thinking about this. And if you think about the potential for all that performance anxiety that you know, kids have that are into sports or competitive sports, especially, you know, dealing with a loss, you know, or a performance after the fact that, you know, there might be some disappointment and self, self-deprecation afterwards.
The pressure on these kids, the reason I co-authored the book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, and participated in the upcoming documentary where our children play, The Challenge of Youth Sports, I've been talking about it for 20 years, give or take a few weeks, is there's an epidemic in capital letters with overuse injuries, both physically and mentally in youth sports. And things that can help, again, between anti-bullying and paying attention to some of these different challenges, to be able to get people to calm down a little bit with some of these physical and mental pressures with these kids, with the traveling teams and the club teams at the highest level of sports. there is tremendous emphasis on the mental game now to, again, reduce stress, enhance recovery. And this is one of the biggest parts of the effectiveness of tapping, isn't it?
It sure is. And it's, you know, so for performance, as you said, with the visualization, I know that that's always been a big thing in sports. But when you can couple it with tapping and visualizing at the same time, you know, you're actually able to reinforce those neural pathways with this new, you know, imaging that you were putting out there. And so it's wonderful for that.
Science is agreeing all along, more and more evidence about the effectiveness of EFT. Remember those words, emotional, freedom, huge words when you think about that, and all the different descriptions I've heard of tapping and the different ways of EFT, which was the, you know, emotional freedom, it's a big deal. Give us the website again, Monique. People can find out about you, your work, and your book.
Sure. It's MoniqueVerport.com.
Spell it.
MoniqueVerport.com.
Great. So glad for this information. We got you on the list. Have you back. Keep aware of the progress. Again, thank you so much. Monique, hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athletes. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his three decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER Lower Extremity Review Magazine, one of sports doctors' key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. factual, evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention, I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parents with the Sports Doctor Is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. I want to welcome Debbie Peterson. She's a former California mayor. She's a speaker, a community city hall call to action advocate. She helps get local government and healthy kids in the same sentence. Debbie Peterson, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Oh, thank you. It's a delight to be talking to a sports doctor. Thanks.
I tell you, the make any changes, whether it was for 20 years arguing to keep PE in schools, here on the Sports Doctor, and that whole challenge, and trying to get changes in school systems, let alone local government. Again, the safety of children, the tremendous, just in the past couple of months with the National Football League, do we have defibrillators in all these townships? And safety in all of these sports or non-sports. So give us some background, Debbie, on you and your work the City Hall action.
Well, I can tell you that, yes, absolutely. Anytime anyone goes and advocates in person is usually best for your kids, to make sure that they're not getting head injuries, like heading soccer balls, especially for girls. Those sorts of things go straight to the meetings. And usually school districts are run separately from, say, city councils. Even sometimes they are, managed from the state level and then come down to the county level and then to the special school district level. So you want to make sure that you're advocating in the place that is going to get you the best bang for your buck. And that takes a little research sometimes, but I suspect it's going to be school boards, unless you're talking about things like sports fields and parks. And those might be your local city council, your town council.
I think absolutely a multifaceted approach, to say the least. And give us a little bit about your mayor background.
Well, I was the mayor of a small town in California, a wonderful place on Highway 1, halfway between San Francisco and L.A., and actually, as mayor, I uncovered corruption that absolutely shocked me, and I worked with a whole lot of folks to take it down. So it was a group effort. It wasn't a sports thing, but of course, we learned how to advocate. We learned how to get information, how to research it, and that was very helpful. And I want to be able to pass those things on to folks so that they don't end up with corruption in their local towns. And of course, part of that would be advocating for the things that you need, for sports things for your kids.
To say the least, and I know that you're very involved in that world, and it's all very, very much into interaction. Your book, is it The Happiest Corruption?
Yes, it's called The Happiest Corruption because Oprah called our town the happiest,
great title,
our county seat. Yeah, the happiest place in America. Thank you. So it's The Happiest Corruption, Sleaze, Lies, and Suicides in a California Beach Town. And it is, that's all of that happened in my little county. And we're still working on getting some of it sorted out. So we didn't have as much time to focus on the sports side of it because we were too busy just trying to get it honest. So
well,
it
exactly. And
right.
And again, when real things come up, like youth sports safety and young children's mental health in schools,
mm-hmm.
there's nothing bigger than that right now in the world post-pandemic, let alone in our country, in local areas, and the ability to be able to make some positive changes and draw attention and awareness to the fact that we're treading water at best in many instances. And the more corruption there is, the less attention there is to things that matter. and count.
Right, and that's, yes, and that's why it upsets me so much, because when we had so much corruption that we didn't have the funds to have rehab beds or to have mental health beds. So if your child had a mental health issue, you had to send them two counties away. If they needed any kind of overnight care. And that's, and it really was because funds were being siphoned to the wrong places. And that's why we can't have corruption. If you have corruption, there's not enough money to provide the other really important things for people's happiness and well-being. And that's, Oprah called us the happiest town in America because we had lots of open spaces, lots of parks, lots of access. People could get out in nature and yeah, that is something that people absolutely can advocate for everybody.
Oh, absolutely. Plus, you got the weather. Of course, here in Naperville, Illinois, it was just voted the safest town in the country. What a combination
wow.
we have here. You got the safest
Good
town
job.
On the left and the happiest town on the right. You know, you can't go wrong on the sports doctor in that scenario. You know, and again, you know, when there are programs that, again, the local community, you know, where there are sports programs going on all the time and there's no athletic trainers. There's nowhere near enough supervision. So,
oh, yeah.
again, or these contests with school systems that wanted to cut out PE. They wanted to get rid of recess. Now we understand how important this is mentally and physically for children. So, again, the ability of having a game changer or a player like Debbie Peterson on our team's got to help, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, if you think about it, if there's ever anything you need or you want or that's important and needs attention, the people who are representing you, that's what they're there for. You've got to tell them, though, because they don't know if you don't tell them. And you elect them to look after you, and so you have to tell them how you want to be looked after once you've got them elected, and then go to the meetings and make sure they're doing that. So
people are scared to go to the meetings of what's going on in our politics today. You know, you got it's a crazy. they are. You know,
I get
the,
that.
The, somebody might
been
throw
there,
a
done
banned
that.
Book at me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I don't want to get hit in the head with a banned book or this craziness.
Yeah.
This high
pulled
wire
over
act.
For the police. Yeah, I understand. I've got a friend. Yeah, dealing with that now.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure
it is frightening.
Yes, and the ability, again, to I have these three words. It applies to almost anything we're talking about, sports medicine, fitness, or wellness. Number one's awareness, and the second word is education, and the third is two words. It's a positive action, trying to make some changes, and it's hard to make any kind of changes. It's number one, you're not even aware of what the concerns are, and let alone being educated about what's important sometimes or what really, really counts, what's most important, everything done at the local level. But are you involved in local government at all anymore, Debbie?
No, I'm no longer sitting on the council. I resigned from the council in 2019, but I was involved as a planning commissioner, council member, and mayor for 15 years and ran for
wow.
a supervisor.
How many...
Yeah.
I can imagine the resistance that you must have run into once you came out with not only the book, The Happiest Corruption, but now you have the podcast, Corruption Chronicles. You might have a slew of people who are looking to ask you questions, I would imagine.
Yeah. And if you go to my website, DebbiePeterson.com, you can link to the Corruption Chronicles. And that's stories of people who found corruption and how they beat it. But, you know, the ways that you win over corruption are the same ways that you get anything done. And it's always best at local level. So all of that stuff applies whether you're fighting corruption or whether you're just wanting to help your city be the best place it can be.
You know, we had various guests on in the past in the world of bullying, in the world of disabilities. You know, I've had, in and out of sports, whether we were talking with expertise with divorced families, expertise with adopted families, and those relationships, whether it was teammates or in problems they were running into in school in some of these situations. Where, again, the mental health was becoming such a big deal. I would imagine, again, that local government is paying tremendous attention to all of this because it's such a hot topic.
Yeah, and I think if I were going to go to your, I love the awareness, education, positive action. I'm going to add one more, and it's persistence. Because
right.
it's, if you think about it, it's a numbers game. We vote, and the majority wins. So if there are enough people that something matters to, you keep saying it over and over and over again, and more people getting involved, that's how you make it happen. And people get frustrated when things don't happen right away, but in a democracy, they don't, because everybody gets to weigh in. So even when it's working really well, it takes time and persistence. So people have to be sure they don't lose heart. Persist.
Yeah, the idea, again, with the school programs, we've talked about, again, for decades, about the challenge of childhood obesity on the Sports Doctor. Mm. And the fact that today we're in as big a mess as we were with all the talking we've done. Again, with tremendous education and awareness, obesity in the adult. You can't turn on your TV for 5 minutes. If you don't see a drug commercial, you'll see one about dieting.
Right.
And,
especially this time of year.
Concerns. Yes. And
after all the holidays.
The number one reason, when I had the author of the great book and the movie, Fat Boy Chronicles, about a young boy growing up heavy and everything that was involved in his life, his family, his parents, his peers, the bullying, all of these things, challenges, and the number one reason for bullying is obesity. And number two is disabilities. And now right up there is sexual orientation and this tremendous challenge of what these kids many times are facing. And again, getting the school system or the city council aware of and getting them working. That's why I like your the saying here, which is getting to local government and healthy kids. And trying to get them to continue to pay attention, whether it's at the school level. We pay a lot of attention to education in the Park District world. Mm-hmm. I would imagine that was another big deal as mayor.
It is, because sometimes you look at things and you think, that's got to be corrupt. Man, that's not right. And then when you look at it and understand it, you realize, no, that's not, but something else is that I should be addressing.
I'm telling you, man, with the capital C corruption, we're talking with the City Hall advocate, change maker Debbie Peterson. It's the Sports Doctor. We'll be right back, everybody. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, We're back live from Chicago with the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. We're talking about the whole local world, local government, local schools, the cancer of corruption in all areas, many times of getting in the way. We're talking with Debbie Peterson. She was a mayor of a small town in California for almost 15 years. Is it what you say, Debbie?
I was involved for 15 years, either as a planning commissioner or city council member or mayor. I was mayor for 2 years, but that was enough. That was enough. We got a lot done in that time.
Aha. And again, you know, we were talking so much about the importance of interaction, trying to get changes made, whether it is, again, in the topic of youth sports safety, whether it is in the endless topic of healthy children in the school systems and how government can help and how it could get in the way. And again, one of your hot topics, which is this whole area of fighting corruption, trying to weed it out so it doesn't suck up every dollar and every point of attention that we have to make positive changes. And this is a challenge that's ongoing, of course, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And I have to say, there are some communities, some cities that do it really well, that are functioning well. And then there are some that are not. But the thing is, it is our government. It's a government, we the people. And it's our job, if it's not working right, to get in there and make it work for us the way it's supposed to. And I wanted to suggest, I have an online course that should be $297, $397, and it's $97. It's 6 hours. You can link to it from my website, DebbiePeterson.com. But it's called Double Dais, and it's Adventures in Local Government, and it's for both people who sit on city councils and for people who are we the people, for the rest of us, who want to streamline, fast track how we communicate with one another and how the whole system works. Because all of us want to be out playing racquetball or skiing or whatever it is we do that thrills our souls, makes our hearts happy.
I don't want you to date yourself. You should have said
this will get you there.
Playing pickleball. Yeah, you might have said if
you
were
pickleball. Yes.
Yeah, if you're talking racquetball, I don't know if anybody will think. Let me try to remember what that was. Oh yeah.
Oh man, does that tell you how old I am?
I thought. Well, yeah, I hear you. But at the same time, these skills, again, I incorporate the whole thing in what I call the mental game, like we mentioned in the first segment on the Sports Doctor. Again, whether it is the interaction of teammates or the coaches and their players, coaches and their students, and this whole interaction of being able to not only cooperate but to pay attention to maybe the value of communicating. And of course, like you were saying, getting things done. I would imagine if you're a school system with an athletic program, again, you want to really be paying attention to some of these kinds of skills. And again, the whole financial side, when we have kids they're on traveling teams, they're on club teams, it's very expensive. And all this interaction that parents and coaches, I would imagine, again, when you're talking about these kinds of skills, then you're really getting into areas that's a heck of a lot more than just fighting corruption, to say the least, right? What are some of the bullet points on your program?
Well, you've absolutely nailed it, because it's about communicating in groups, in societies, in organizations. And yeah, sports, team sports really does help in leadership. And kids learn leadership from their coaches. So the course Double Dais, Adventures in Local Government, can apply to your business, it can apply to any organization, and it's basically the skills and why things are run the way they are and how best to work with them, how best to communicate. And again, you can get that at DebbiePeterson.com. And it's 6 hours, and it could save you up to 6 years. It took me a long, long time to learn all of those things, and I want to make it work faster for other people.
Well, especially in some of these organizations, again, where we're talking about the epidemic of youth sports overuse injuries, mentally and physically, the pressure on these kids, the pressure on their parents, whether they're looking for a scholarship, whether they're looking to make the team, stay on the team, all of these different interactions. And again, in order to organizations that are trying to pay attention to what works, what doesn't work, and what some of these different challenges can be. Again, in the middle of all of it is the overzealous, ranting, raving parent on the sideline. Or what we were just talking about with my this fantastic documentary that we're putting together with Joe Franco from Chesapeake Films called Where Our Children Play, The Challenge of Youth Sports, hoping by the summer or fall.
Oh, wow.
Where, again, you know, that they're paying attention to the kids and the fact that they can't get referees and umpires because of the pressure and the ridicule and the unruly behavior. So again, in the organizations and the interactions of coaches and parents, the working in groups and trying, you know, again, not to throw a banned book at each other is we got a long way to go still, don't we?
We do, and I'm going to suggest one other thing that you can read alongside the course or independently, and that is the latest book I've written. The first book was about the corruption, so I get your attention. The second book is, okay, if you want to be on the city council and do it right, it's City Council 101, Insider's Guide for New Council Members, but it works for members of the public, too, because you figure out how the system works and
yes,
how to work with
them. What a timely piece that is in the world we're in. Again, with these, good luck to you on the city council when you watch some of these meetings or school boards. If it wasn't so dangerous, it would be funny.
I've learned to laugh about it, and you're right. Yeah, I agree.
We need all the help we can get in getting people who are participating, like you're talking about, which is very, hey, listen, my hat's off. I raise a glass to all of them who spend the time, the volunteering, and many
you
times
bet.
Of what it takes when 8% of the town votes, you know, something like that, the apathy many, many times. But again, the idea that, you know, we really, really need to pay attention to what we all need to get back into this, get these kids back into a civics class. Whatever happened to civics classes, Debbie?
You know, I've only come across one person in all these years who says they ever learned about local government in their civics class. And
I can't believe it. I say, you know, I got to get you back. It's a whole other radio show. We ran out of time. Give me the website again. People can find out about your information or your course, Debbie.
It's DebbiePeterson.com, DebbiePeterson.com. You'll find links to anything you could possibly want on all of this at that website.
A combination, huh? These local governments and kids. Good luck to us all. Debbie Peterson, thank you so much. Hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor. Hold on, Deb.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with ZeroZilchZip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit ZeroZilchZip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
The station that makes you feel good.
we're back at the Sports Doctors In segment, where we preview some upcoming shows. We answer a few emails. We absolutely share some Bob Guida wisdom, late great sports therapist, a colleague of four decades, Bob Guida. Great shows as always coming up. Next week, we've got an Olympian, former Chicago Bull, Chris Gandy. He's now big time in the financial guru world. And maybe he'll have some great advice for parents and families and coaches regarding the whole financial challenge of the sports world, the youth sports world, as well as sharing some great stories from the Olympics and the Chicago Bulls. And in the world of baseball, baseball education, longtime advocate, podcaster, author Walter Beatty will be joining us to talk a little baseball blue book with Walter. Following week, the whole healthcare system world with Jennifer Fitzpatrick, the challenges, making changes, incorporating new ideas, and dealing with the whole healthcare system. And then Pat Zartman. Pat is the husband of my co-author of Hashtag A Sports Parents, the great Hall of Fame volleyballer, Sharkey Zartman. Pat was a coach for years at all levels of big time sports, volleyball, and his new book, The Power by Z, the whole positive aspects he's going to share with us, Achieving the Good Life. Pat Zartman will be joining us. You know, Bob Guida made such a big deal about deep soft tissue as a healing modality. The massage world is well known. We had Mike McAleese, massage therapist, the owner of Somar Massage and Reflexology, a couple of weeks ago, talking about the science showing the therapeutic value and the help that massage lends to enhancing healing, reducing inflammation. And Bob Guida in the late 70s, 80s, he would use these machines, the G5 machine, the chiropractic machine, for deep massage, for all sorts of injuries, all sorts of rehabilitation, and really pioneered. He called it vibrational medicine, and stimulating some of these areas, enhancing blood flow, interchange of fluids, deep soft tissue, another one of the magic wands that the great Bob Guida waved. A few emails. Barb says, I'm a 40-year-old jogger. I was diagnosed with neuroma. Is it a surgical problem? Not necessarily, Barb. Neuroma is a thickening of the nerve connections, you are most notable between the third and fourth toe and the ball of the foot. Cramping, stinging, sometimes numbing could all be symptoms that could be related to neuroma. People would say commonly, you know, I feel like my sock is balled up under my toes. I got this kind of pressure. We used to think that the only solution to this was surgery. There were even booklets written on this. Today, there are conservative measures that many times are very successful. Cortisone injections is one of them. Other holistic injections sometimes can be very, very effective. We've had great success with orthotics, redistributing weight away from that area, taking pressure off that nerve. So if your initial opinion was it's got to be surgery, I'd get another opinion. You do have conservative alternatives that I've seen work for years. Surgery is very, very successful. Anything on nerves can be problematic. So if we conduct it, we want to. And again, we've had great success in sports medicine with orthotics, making a big difference. Check with that aspect of podiatry. Jim says, my 14-year-old daughter plays active tennis. She's been dealing with ingrown toenails with her big toes on and off for the past couple of years. Can this be corrected permanently? Yes, it can, Jim. There's a procedure called the phenyl-alcohol procedure, the PNA procedure, common in podiatry. And what it does is it cauterizes the root, that the toe is numbed up, and the edges of the ingrown edges can be removed back under the cuticle at the root. then there might be an application of a chemical. Very, very successful procedure. It's a Band-Aid in a couple of days. She might miss tennis for a couple of weeks, maybe even a week. But the good news is, in the vast majority of cases, you have corrected this permanently. And that's what the treatment of choice is. Podiatry deals with that very, very consistently. It's funny, Paula has a question involving tennis. She said, you know, my son plays serious tennis. He's always dealing with shin problems on and off. You know, Paula, you want to pay attention to getting a proper diagnosis. Could be a stress fracture. It's interesting, as a sports podiatrist, 80% at least of the shin problems, lower leg, inside lower leg, sometimes outside lower leg problems, are foot mechanics related. I can't tell you how many flat feet, pronated feet, orthotics solves the problem. We combine it with proper physical therapy and strengthening. But many times it's missed because the feet don't hurt. The lower legs hurt. So you really want to see if your son has high arches, if he has much more commonly excessively rolled in or pronated feet, pay attention. You know, All Sorts of Hoopla continues with the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. In four sections, I mentioned the co-author, Sharkey Zartman, who played on the national volleyball teams, late 70s, played beach volleyball at the highest level. She's an author of numerous books, and she incorporates the first section, Sports Parenting 101. It's got great cartoons in it, by the way. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents. If you're part of a team of groups, you can go to Ingram, and you can see, you can get the book. In groups. So again, Sports Parenting 101 levels, discussions of coaching and coaching-parent interactions, paying attention to what really matters. The second section is called The Sports Doctor's In. I talk about what's the best shoe, what are common injuries, what are ways to stay away from injuries, what about the whole world of even concussions and what we're dealing with. Whole idea of drugs and youth sports. And the third section, we ask the experts. We have the world of nutrition, experts in mental training, experts in coaching and parenting, all lending their 2 cents to the world of parenting a child athlete. The last section of the book is called Parents' Perspectives. I have a half a dozen parents. And it's interesting, most of the experts, I think all the parents, have all been parents of young athletes I've seen, or they've been radio guests. And they share the perspectives of the roller coaster sometimes, the highs, sometimes the challenges, again, of parenting youth sports, whether it's traveling teams, whether it is club teams, whether it's high school or college, scholarships, that whole world. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents on Amazon. Thanks, everybody. See you next week. Sports Doctor.